What's the word on Main Street? Glad you asked. Sarah Pebworth here with a look ahead at the week's offerings in the visual and literary arts. Are you peopled out? Maybe you can escape the summer visitors and go to the Edgar Tennis Preserve on Deer Isle for some nature journaling. The Island Heritage Trust is offering just that 9:30 to 11 on Tuesday morning. IslandHeritageTrust.org has more information on this and their other summer programming. If that doesn't fit into your schedule, you could visit journalingwithnature.com for some ideas. When nature journaling with children, they say, it's important to remember to cover their basic needs first. Make sure they're safe, warm, protected from sun and insects, and have water and food at hand. With these needs covered, children are much more able to concentrate on journaling. That is probably true for all of us. Whether with Island Heritage Trust or on your own, a little nature journaling might be just the ticket to a more relaxed summer. Tuesday is the day this week. Friend Memorial Library in Brooklyn is hosting a mystery writers panel with authors Brenda Buchanan and Cheryl Head. This is taking place on Tuesday at 4 p.m. Brenda Buchanan writes crime novels based around Portland, Maine, notably the mystery series with local sleuth and reporter Joe Gale. Cheryl Head writes historical crime fiction, including the Charlie Mack Motown mysteries. We're all welcome on Tuesday, 4 p.m. For more information on that and their other summer programming, go to friendml.org. Also on Tuesday, at the Burnt Cove Church in Stonington, Opera House Arts is offering a whimsical and poetic journey into the world of a clown. Blanc Sur Blanc follows performer Iman Lizarazu with a comical unraveling of a simple thread from her pants. What begins as a minor inconvenience soon reveals a web of interconnected challenges. It's a perfect blend of fun and inspiration for audiences of all ages. This is happening at the Burnt Cove Church in Stonington, 6 p.m. on Tuesday. It's put on by the Opera House. Their website, operahousearts.org, has all the details. And while you're there, check out their other offerings. It's a busy, busy time of year. Is Deer Isle not your island, but Mount Desert is? Well, on what day? Yep, Tuesday, at the Wendell Gilley Museum in Southwest Harbor, Alex Taransky is the People, Nature, Art featured artist for July. Alex began balancing stones in 2018 as a therapeutic practice. It was a way to exercise focus and to dissolve distractions. We can join him at the Gilley Museum on Tuesday for an artist reception at 6 p.m., followed at 7 p.m. by a presentation and live demonstration of his work. He'll start with an overview of the art form and its connection to nature for him. Then he'll proceed to a live demonstration and create an original sculpture inside the Gilley. To register, go to wendellgilleymuseum.org. Here's an event for next Saturday night. We're invited to join Noel Paul Stuckey of Peter, Paul, and Mary fame and his daughter, poet A.S. Aubrey, in an inspiring evening of song and poetry. It's entitled Listening for the Notes, the Gift of Word and Song in Challenging Times. You'll hear classic songs of hope and change like Blowin' in the Wind and Puff the Magic Dragon, and Stuckey's own The Wedding Song, along with Aubrey's poetry, as this father-daughter duo explore with humor and heart where their inspiration comes from, and how listening can be used to create and provide meaning in our lives. Go to CamdenOperaHouse.com for tickets to see next Saturday's concert. While you're on the website, if you click on COH Classics, you can even see a video from 2013 which answers the question, how does Noel Paul Stuckey do that? At least as far as the chord changes for Cue the Moon go. That's at CamdenOperaHouse.com. Have you got a poem that needs an audience? The Fogtown Open Mic happens every Wednesday, 6 p.m. at Fogtown Brewing Company in Ellsworth. It features a full backline, not that poets need that necessarily, and very supportive community. Come play a song, jam with a band, or read poetry. FogtownBrewing.com for details. Over in Searsport on Friday, teens can create an ocean mini tapestry in a workshop led by local artist and Penobscot Marine Museum education assistant Veronica Marish Mead. With the ocean as inspiration, kids will create a mini tapestry with a variety of yarns, cloth, and fibers. To register for this, or to check out other programming, there's sailing on the Penobscot River, preservation of family letters and heirlooms, go to penobscotmarinemuseum.org. This has been Sarah Pebworth with What's the Word on Main Street?